in the 22nd juz of the Quran Kareem, which begins with a portion of Surah Al-Ahzab and thereafter goes into Surah Saba. In Surah Al-Ahzab, Almighty Allah makes indication, and the lesson we take from it is the meaning of Ahzab, Hizbun, is when many armies gather together. This was known in the history of Islam as like the last battle that was fought from Medina Munawwara. After reaching Medina Munawwara, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the second year went for the battle of Badr. The Muslims were 313, the enemy were about 1,000. The third year was the battle of Uhud. The enemy were 3,000. And in the fourth, or according to some narrations, the fifth year of Hijri, this was called Ahzab, where the Jews got together with the Quraysh of Makkah Mukarramah, and they brought with them the surrounding Arab villages. The Jews to join the Quraysh of Makkah Mukarramah was something very amazing. Even the Quraysh were amazed and said, "We worship idols, and you all worship one Allah. How is it that you want to join us against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam?" And they even said to them that the only way we will make this alliance with you all, the idol worshippers said to the Jews, is that if you all are ready to say that our deen is better than your deen, our worshipping idols is better than your calling unto one Allah. A Jew is like this. For the purpose of getting his work done, he forgets all his principles, all his books, all his scriptures, all his laws. Thereafter they bought off village Arabs, and a very great amount of soldiers came to Medina Munawwara. In the battle of Uhud, the enemy were 3,000. Here they were going to be up to 15,000. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on getting the news, his first words were, "Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil." Then the mashwara took place. Many of us know the incident. The trench was dug. In the surah, however, the lesson that is taken, during the time of the digging of the trench, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam hit against a boulder. A spark was seen by the Sahabi radiallahu anhu, next to him, Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu. After that boulder was broken, which many Sahaba radiallahu anhu hit on it and tried to break, but it was not breaking. It broke on the Mubarak hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Salman radiallahu anhu asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "What was that spark that was seen?" Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was amazed and said, "Did you also see it?" When he replied, "Yes," Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Allah had shown me in the He had shown me the palaces of Rome and of Persia, of Yemen." It was a promise Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam made, and everyone became happy, meaning the people of Iman. And then when the battle started, the digging of the trench took about 6 days. It was very, very difficult. There was no time to rest. But just when the trench was completed, before anyone could even get a little sleep, the enemy had reached. They also were amazed to find the trench. Thereafter it was going to pull for 1 month. In that 1 month, continuously, every day, every hour, every minute, there was a chance of the enemy launching an attack. The enemy needed to get through the trench. The manner is you keep the Muslims occupied in one area. The trench was 3.5 miles, 3.5 shari'i miles. The Muslim army had to make sure at every part of the trench their eyes were. There were times when the enemy would plan that today at a certain time we will launch an attack from different parts. Some will be shooting arrows, some will be trying to go into the trench. The enemy would be able to plan what time we will try to enter. For the Muslims it was any time. Umm Salma radiallahu anha says this was that battle. She said, "I had gone with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on other battles. I had never seen it like this, so difficult. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sometimes come and I would see the strain on his face. There was no rest. At night you could not sleep. In the darkness there was a fear of the enemy coming. In the day, dawn, there was the fear of the enemy. At any time," she says, "sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would just place his head down and a sound would be heard. Immediately he would be up again going back. There was no food at this time. There was no time to eat. As the days would become difficult, more and more difficult, more and more hunger and fear would settle in." So the people of Iman, and that's the lesson that the surah gives, and especially for our people. At the end of the surah, or the Jews, the previous Jews, Almighty Allah explains the end of this was that the Jews who were enjoying life in their fort, after the Ahzab, after this battle, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, now we will make battle. نَغْزُوهُمْ وَلَا يَغْزُونَنَا. From today we will make the attack. We will launch the attack. No one is going to launch against us the attack. This was like the last. We will also find an error like this here. It is known as the error of the Mahdi. It is an error that everyone is waiting for. Where the Jews together with Christians, together with so many others, everyone will join. It's called Ahzab, allied forces. All will gather against the Muslims. In this battle, however, there was two groups. One was called the group whose nifaq became apparent. When we hear the word munafiq, we normally think only of that one group. That a person doesn't believe inside. He just makes a show of his belief. So we look at our own inside condition and we say, Alhamdulillah, in that manner I am not a munafiq. That I haven't entered into Islam as a liar. I really believe in Islam. But then there's a second level of munafiq, which Quran makes indication again and again. It was that level which Sahaba radiallahu anhu loved with, and they died with the fear that in front of Almighty Allah I must not be found as a munafiq. This level is that as long as the times are easy, as long as there's no sacrifice to be made, a person is walking front. As soon as the lightning strikes, that's when the person stops, when he starts looking around. That is a level which Quran has described as nifaq. At the time of difficulty, this thing comes out. It comes on the tongues of people. It comes in the minds and hearts of people. We all wait for that era of the Mahdi. But when this era came of Ahzab, in the era of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, two groups were going to come out. Both had known that to accept victory and ease and the booty, before that there has to be a battle. Battle means difficulty. But a person whose life or whose heart is only focused on enjoyment, it is like amongst our people, when people speak of the Mahdi, the only thing they speak about is, will there be slave girls in that era? Meaning the good times. No one thinks that there will be sacrifice to be made, lots of sacrifice. There will be collapses of businesses. So when the munafiq, that person whose heart was not as strong as the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when they saw the difficulties in this battle, 1 month of difficulty is not an easy exam, then they forgot the first promise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the promise which had come in Quran, which had been mentioned again and again, that you will be tested. That was forgotten. They looked at the second promise, that I have seen the palaces of Sham in Rome. And they began saying among themselves, look at the sentence. Allah Tawarqala says, indeed it was a very big exam. هُنَالِكَ بْتُلِّيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا. The people were shaken on this. وَإِذْ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. When the munafiq and those in whose hearts there was sickness, they only looked at that second promise. Where is Sham? Where is Persia? Where is all that victory we have been promised? And they said, مَا وَعَدَنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. Allah and the Nabi of Allah have not promised us, rather they have deceived us. That what is this that we are finding? Where is that victory? As for the people of Iman, Allah Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرُجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَةِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Indeed, in the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a marvelous example. Here the example refers to be steadfast in the time of difficulty, to trust on the promise of Almighty Allah, and then to go through those waters to reach the shore. وَلَمَّا رَأَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابَ قَالُوا. The people of Iman, they saw the same difficulty, but their wording was completely different. Where the people of Nifaq said that you had deceived us, because they were remembering the second, the promise of ease they remembered. They forgot there was also a promise. There was also a indication that before ease there will always be exam. As for the people of Iman, in exams they said, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. This is exactly what Allah in His Nabi had promised us. وصدق الله ورسوله, the promise of Allah and the Nabi of Allah, how true it is. وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانُ وَتِسْلِيمًا. Before one group, difficulty showed the nifaq. So another group, that same difficulty was the cause of the iman shining. مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُوا اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ. Allah Ta'ala says, from the believers were those men who fulfilled that promise which they had made with Almighty Allah. They stood firm. Some were martyred in the battle. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ. Some had fulfilled. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرْ. Some are waiting to fulfill. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. They have not changed. When the era of the Mahdi, Sayyiduna al-Mahdi will come, radiyallahu an, it is a demand of iman that we wait for that era. We cannot say, I don't want that era to come. That is called running away from Islamic victory. Just because we are scared of our own dunya. We have to wait. Every person has to have that umid. But at the same time, with that fear, that when the time of Ahzab, the gathering of the enemy come, we cannot only remember that second promise, that we just think it will stand up. Then our nature will be like the Bani Israel. They said to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, you and your Allah go and fight. When victory is attained, then call us. It will not happen like that. It will be at that time the test of nifaq and iman. May Allah tawarukala make it that none of us fail in that exam. But from beforehand to be prepared, that the promise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also there. There will be exams and then there will be futuhat. Similar will be the era of Dajjal. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about at that time the believer and the one whose iman will be weak. Both will see the same power of Dajjal. Dajjal will show one individual, must I bring your father alive? A jinn will take the surat of that man's father. That power of Dajjal will be sufficient to make that man's iman fall collapse. His nifaq will come out. He will fall at the feet of Dajjal. Another person will see the same miracle, the same power. He will see even a greater power. Dajjal will cut him into half. Dajjal will bring him alive, not his father. That you can say it's a jinn. He himself will come alive. Same miracle, same power. But the difference between iman and nifaq, when he will come back together, he will look in the face of Dajjal. He will laugh. He will say, now I am even more convinced that you are the liar. Because my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told me about this. Iman is to remember every promise of Allah and the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The one who is blessed with this iman, even in difficulty, their iman increases. The one who has not this level of iman at the time of difficulty, nifaq, the colors of nifaq come out. May Allah Ta'ala save us all from that nifaq. Then comes Surah Saba. In Surah Saba, the lesson that we can take is that if a person's inside is made, then in difficulty also his iman will shine. And in ease also his iman will shine. As for the people, that group whose inside is not done, in difficulty their nifaq will come out. Normally we say, Allah must not test us. You must only give us good times. In Surah Saba it is shown that if a person's inside is not made, even if he is blessed with the best of ease, and he is never tested, even in ease his nifaq will come out. Even in ease his kufr will come out. It's got to do with the inside of a person. If the inside is made, Almighty Allah gives that example of those whose inside were made. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ مِنَّا فَضْلًا. Nabi Dawood alayhi salam and Sulaiman alayhi salam, they were the Nabis of the era, but of this world also Almighty Allah had given them a great portion. We had given Dawood alayhi salam from our side a great amount. Ya Jibal, awwibi ma'ahu wa tayr. The mountain which never ever moves, it keeps everything still. When Nabi Dawood alayhi salam would engage in zikrullah, even the mountain would join him in the zikr. The birds would join him in the zikr. وَأَلَنَّا لَهُ الْحَدِيدِ. Steel which does not bend for anyone, we bent it for Nabi Dawood alayhi salam. We showed him how to make easily the armor for his army. Then came Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, where wind moves on its own, only on the command of Almighty Allah. وَلِسُلَيْمَانَ الرِّيحَ غُدُوُّهَا شَهْرُ وَرَوَاحُهَا شَهْرُ. We put the wind on the command of Sulaiman alayhi salam. It would take him from area to area, which man would need an entire month on foot to cross. Sulaiman alayhi salam in a mere morning would reach there. وَأَسَلْنَا لَهُ عَيْنَ الْقِطْرِ وَمِنَ الْجِنِّ مَنْ يَعْمَلُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ. The jinnat who never ever fall, especially the rebellious, they never fall in submission to anyone. They had to do whatever he wanted. وَمَنْ يَزِغْ مِنْهُمْ عَنْ أَمْرِنَا. Any jinn who acted rebellious, we would punish him. Everything was at the hands of Sulaiman alayhi salam. يَعْمَلُونَ لَهُ مَا يَشَاءَ مِنْ مَحَارِيبٍ وَتَمَاثِيلٍ. Whatever he wanted, they were building for him. They were putting up tall buildings. They were putting up huge areas. اِعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُودَ شُكْرًا. Dawood alayhi salam and Sulaiman alayhi salam, they were blessed with the best of this world, but their inside were made. Allah Ta'ala said, we ordered them, O the family of Dawood, continue with the amal of shukr. Then Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Indeed, very few of my servants are those who can appreciate my favors. When the inside is made, you're living in the favors of Allah. The favors itself, where difficulties will make iman shine, favors will make iman shine. As if the inside, when the inside is not made, where difficulties spoil it and makes a man rottenness open in the world. Even ease, where a person says, I don't want difficulty. Even ease is not the cause of the man not rotting. He rots in that ease. And Allah Ta'ala gives the example, and that is why the surah has this name, Saba. لَقَدْ كَانَ لِسَبَئٍ فِي مَسْكَنِهِمْ آيَةٍ. In the houses of the people of Saba, indeed there is a great lesson for mankind. The people of Saba were situated in the city, very close to the city of Sana'a, which was the capital of Yemen. This group found the area of staying between two mountains. It was a valley, which when the rains would come, it would go through the valley. Waters would come from the top of the mountains. A king of the era, some have written Bilqis, it could have been some other king, looking at that area, decided to put up a very huge dam. It was one of its kind. It would gather the waters that would normally just pass through the valley. As that dam was put up, it became the cause of the city flourishing. It became known to the areas around. It became the place of hijrat for people, because water was always scarce. But now when a dam was there, the dam would gather so much of water, it had three gates. As the gates would open, they would allow a certain amount to come. Before all the water would be completed, the next year water was coming. This dam was never coming to an end. From the waters of this dam, about 12 rivers were made to run. And on the banks of those rivers, nations and nations were now enjoying life. جَنَّتَانِ عَنْ يَمِينِ وَشِمَالِ. On the two sides of this valley, if you had seen the gardens, it would look, it was many, many gardens. But because each one was connected to the other, it would just look like one garden flowing, continuously just moving one garden, although of different types of trees, but just looking on the right, looking on the left, it would just be tree after tree after tree. كُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِ رَبِّكُمْ وَشْكُرُوا لَهُ. They were told, enjoy the sustenance from your Rabb side, but do one thing only, appreciate Almighty Allah's favors. When the inside is not made, even in ease, a person's filth and dirt comes out. A person becomes rotten within the best of times. بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ وَرَبٌّ غَفُورٌ. The city was so pure, they write, even a person who was sick would be told, go to the city, the air is pure. Dirt and filth would not survive in the city. Anything filthy would enter, it would die. This was like a paradise. وَرَبٌّ غَفُورٌ. And then Allah who is most merciful. Mufassirin explained the meaning of this is that Allah was not going to take them to task for becoming a little bit negligent, for forgetting Almighty Allah certain times. That's the nature of man. Their mistakes were always going to be forgiven. Almighty Allah takes none of us to task for the errors that we do. We forget Almighty Allah so much. We sin so much. Allah Ta'ala doesn't take man to task on account. A king normally will say to his servant, I gave you so much, yet you behaved in this manner. By Almighty Allah, it's completely different. By Almighty Allah, in the entire day, if one time the man can remember Allah and say, oh Allah, I am sorry, that one sorry covers up for the whole day. Sometimes in a person's entire life, right at the ending, he says, oh Allah, I'm sorry. One sorry covers up for his whole life. وَرَبٌّ غَفُورٌ فَأَعْرَدُوا. But even that forgiveness of Almighty Allah, they could not take and appreciate. فَإِعْرَاضٌ. they turned away, they became blind to every favor of Almighty Allah. If the inside is not made, then that very thing which was meant to give man his ease and happiness became the cause of his destruction. فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَيْرَ الْعَرِيمِ Arim refers to the dam. That dam which was the basis of what they found their salvation, Almighty Allah made the very thing which they put their trust on, the cause of the destruction. The dam gave in, and the waters of the dam, as it rushed through the land, وَبَدَّلْنَاهُمْ بِجَنَّتَيْهِمْ جَنَّتَيْنِ ذَوَاتَيْ أُكُلٍ خَمْطٍ وَأَسْلٍ وَشَيْءٍ مِّن سِدْرٍ قَلِيلٍ The two gardens which were on the right and the left now became gardens, trees with nothing but thorns, with sour fruits, which perhaps an animal would only manage to eat, nothing but thorns, hardly any fruits on the trees. The land was destroyed, the people were destroyed. ذَلِكَ جَزَيْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَفَرُوا This was the punishment that they got on account of their kufr. Kufriya means they could not appreciate. We gave them the best, but when a person's inside is not made, even in the best of times, he cannot see any benefit. He still becomes worse and worse. He goes deeper and deeper into filth. In Surah Ahzab, the lesson that was given was that if a person's inside is made, then in the time of imtihan also, his iman shines more and more. May Allah tabarak ta'ala bless us, make us from the people of iman. As for the person whose inside is not made, when the time of imtihan comes, then filthy words come on his tongue, filthy thoughts go through his mind. He forgets all the promises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and how it has shown its truth. He only looks at certain ones and he says, I'm not seeing that at the moment. He blames Islam for the fall of his business. And then in Surah Saba, the message or the lesson that was given is that if the inside is not made, forget difficulty, even in ease. Even in ease, a person will become rotten. When the inside is made, in both conditions, a person only shines more and more. Another lesson that is taken from Surah Saba was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say this many a time. He would say, make an effort, be prepared. He says, I am like that person who has given you the warning of a punishment that is coming. He says, then some would listen to him and they would start preparing from early. They would be ready to leave their town, their village. It's not easy to leave the village. But hearing and having trust that a punishment, the enemy is coming tomorrow in the morning, there would be some who would be ready to leave. They would pack up no matter how difficult it was. They were prepared that if I have to move, I have to move. And they started the journey early. Because they started the journey early, before the morning they had gone very far. When this dam was going to give in, a while before that the signs of it giving in were already apparent. People in their dreams saw the floods coming through. At that time they used to trust a lot on those people who would look at the signs and say to them, within a few days, they even saw those animals biting at the walls of the dam. They made a lot of effort. They brought cats in to get these animals away. There were so many signs. When the people of intelligence said to them, I don't know if this dam is going to last much longer, there were those people who asked, what must we do? They were told, if you are looking for certain types of lands, go to the lands of Sham. If you are looking for something else, go to these lands. And if you are looking for something, then he said, go to the lands of Yathrib, you will find it there. The Arabs, in the era of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, were very familiar to this dam, because their forefathers had come from this land of Yemen. They had left it just before the collapse of the dam. They were the ones, some reached Makkah Mukarramah and they stopped there. They were just before Makkah, they were called Khuza'a. Some reached Makkah Mukarramah. Some went over to Medina Munawwara. At that time it was known as Yathrib, the city of dates. Some went to Sham, some went to a few other places. They knew very well this dam. They understood that message, that those that were ready to sacrifice, they were prepared to move away for what they had thought for years to be the source of their salvation. They got saved. As for the others, they also heard the message. They also got the warning. But the thought went in their mind, this is my beginning and my end. This is where my business is flourishing. How can I ever leave this here? When they were not ready to leave, the very thing which they trusted on to look after them became the cause of the destruction. From there, everyone has to take a message that signs will always be there. And before the issue and the matter happens, there will be signs. Ulama will speak of those signs. Dreams will be seen regarding those signs. It is meant to prepare people that if a time comes, that you have to leave, which was the cause of your looking, being looked after for so many years, if it means that your business now might have to close, if it means you might have to leave a country which you grew up, your father grew up, your grandfather grew up, are you ready to leave it? When a man sees signs, he must prepare his mind from beforehand. So when the time comes, it becomes easy for a man to uproot himself and move. As for the one who feels that I can never ever move away from this land, the very thing which he regarded as the source of his salvation could one day become the cause of his destruction. Those that left the dam before the collapse of the dam, they found salvation in other lands. The lands of Almighty Allah indeed are many. As for those who were not ready to move, the very thing which they put their full trust on became the cause of their destruction. It was known as Sailul Arim. The floods of the very dam which they trusted became the cause of their destruction. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. From many years before, many months before, many days before, we always are prepared. When we see the punishment of Almighty Allah coming, from before that punishment we hasten into istighfar. We don't wait for the days when the punishment falls and then a person starts crying. And in other manners also we prepare our mind, we prepare our body, that at the time when difficulties will come, when the ummah will see changes, we must be ready for the changes. At that time if it needs a person to uproot himself from a lifestyle which he had grown up with, which he feels I can't leave, he must think of the dam of Arim, that thing which you put all your trust can one day become the cause of your destruction. If the time comes to move, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala bless us all with tawfiq, that we have the ability at that time to make the move. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.